This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, What Happens After We Die? A Biblical Exploration of the Intermediate State. It offers a simplified look at what different Christian traditions believe happens between death and resurrection, including how each one approaches sanctification, judgment, and our journey toward glorification. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, appendices, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this subject in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction: What Happens to Us Between the Time We Die and the Final Resurrection? Christians have debated this for centuries. Different groups, Protestants, Catholics, and Orthodox, have varying views on what takes place in this period, which we call the intermediate state. This paper explores these perspectives, especially how they deal with sanctification and judgment. Sanctification and Judgment: The Journey to Final Perfection 1. Understanding Sanctification. Protestants often believe that when we die, we are made perfect immediately because of our faith in Jesus. However, I argue that sanctification, or the process of being made holy, continues even after death. This idea comes from the biblical imagery of the Bema Seat, where believers' works are tested and refined, not to punish but to purify. Catholics believe in purgatory, a place where believers are purified of sins before entering heaven. Prayers from the living can help souls in purgatory. Orthodox Christians talk about which means becoming united with God. They see the journey to holiness as continuing beyond death, supported by prayers and spiritual growth. 2. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. Our salvation journey has three parts: justification, sanctification, and glorification. Although some think sanctification ends at death, Scripture suggests it might continue, refining us until we are fully like Christ. 3. Judgment, refining, not punishing. Protestants believe in the Bema Seat judgment, where our actions are tested by God's. This judgment does not condemn believers but burns away what is unworthy. It's like refining gold, only what is pure remains. So, even though we are saved by faith, our journey to holiness continues. 4. Catholic view, purgatory. Catholics hold that believers not yet pure undergo cleansing in purgatory. This idea comes from the belief that nothing unclean can enter heaven. Prayers and masses from loved ones help the departed in this process. 5. Orthodox perspective, theosis. Orthodox Christians view sanctification as part of becoming more like God. After death, souls continue to grow toward God, supported by the prayers of the faithful. This path may involve spiritual testing but leads toward full union with God. 6. The final judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment is the last judgment for all people, as described in Revelation. Believers are vindicated through Christ, while those who reject God face separation. This judgment shows God's fairness and mercy, bringing ultimate justice. Conclusion: the intermediate state isn't just a waiting room. It's a time of purification, sanctification, and preparation for eternal life. Whether we view it through the lens of the Bema Seat, purgatory, or theosis, God's purpose is the same: to make us fully holy and ready for perfect joy and communion with Him. Salvation is a journey, not just a legal declaration, and it continues until we are united with God forever.